Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast with Art Baird and Jill Yoshikav, Creative Marbles Consultancy. Like us at facebook.com/creativemarbles.
Jill, let me ask you this. What are the different deadlines?
There's early action, early decision, regular decision, and rolling admissions.
Why are there so many different deadlines?
That takes some of the pressure off for admissions officers because they can make decisions on usually about a quarter to a third of their incoming class by Christmas, then wait for the next group of students to apply and then make decisions through the spring.
Why do they feel the need to do that?
Early decision, because it's a binding agreement, will lock those kids in. So they know I have a quarter to a third of my class coming at this time.
So everybody wants to get out there and fill as many of their spots, though someone's going to come up empty. Doesn't that create a arms race, if you will, in early admissions?
Yes. And that's why then some schools will open up second early decision deadline. So they have ED1, early decision 1, early decision 2, because then they want to lock in another set of kids who may have been already rejected from their original early decision choice. And then they'll lock into a secondary school at
early decision 2.
Correct.
Or your last chance to be a part of our school without us telling you we're still competing for spots because we had some openings.
Yes.
And then does it become almost a self-reifying idea that if they signal in and they come, they must be?
Yes.
And anyone that comes after probably isn't, even though they can't prove that necessarily. Wouldn't you suggest to some degree that these schools don't really want to admit that this is the game?
They want to still believe that, they still want to promote that the admissions process overall is a meritocracy. So may the best candidate win, but it doesn't work that way. Especially, you know, when you start looking at the nuances of early applications. So for example, Stanford and Harvard are single choice early actions. They want, if you're going to apply early to them, even though they're not going to lock you in to coming, they want to know they're your number one prom date choice, if you will. And they're going to say you can't apply early anywhere else. If you are admitted, then by contract, which they ask you to sign when you're applying early decision, you are going to commit to that school, which means you're going to pull applications from any other school that you've applied to in the meantime. So you have to commit.
And you sign that contract when you submit the application.
Correct. There's an early decision contract.
Before you even receive a letter, you don't bind then, you bind before.
Yes, because your parents have to sign, the counselor has to sign, and you sign.
And what's the cost of violating the contract?
Well, you'll lose your admissions to that particular school. An early decision doesn't always mean that students get a financial aid letter at the same time as admission. So they're bound to that school without knowing if they're going to be able to afford it at a reasonable rate.
Doesn't seem like a very fair process if you get locked in before you can see if there's anybody else that's more viable for you. It seems to skew, if you will, the whole idea of matching up value.
Correct.
Because how does somebody know at 17 years old that one university is by far the only university for them? What would be that frame of reference? What would be that line of thinking or experience that one could argue that determines that this is going to be it? There isn't going to be anything more by what?
Usually by beginning of November.
November 15.
Those are usually early action.
And that's it.
Deadlines.
I'm not taking anything away from some divine providence or some inherent awakening at a very early age through dreams and so forth. I mean, that's possible, but really, how rare is that?
Pretty rare.
Seemed to be the norm is that they really don't know, and yet they're giving up their right to look for anything else by the idea that the school that they're going to apply to is the only school that's going to provide them with the experience that's going to guarantee their material or spiritual satisfaction for the rest of their life. That seems like a stretch, and yet that's kind of the way it's marketed, and that's kind of the pressure that's brought to bear. Would that not lead to more students and parents possibly making a flawed decision?
Yes.
And yet they're pulled to do that.
Yes.
Clearly, because more people are doing it.
Yes.
Which is why some schools pull back and say they're not going to do that, but then inevitably begin to seem to leap back into the game.
Correct. Harvard and Princeton are two very notable institutions who jumped back into early action in the last 2 years for that very reason.
For guidance to the complex college admissions and application process, contact us at creativemarbles.com. Copyright Creative Marvels Consultancy, 2012.